Blog Talk Radio.
Everything you desire and your heart desires, and you're dreaming bigly. Okay, it's time. Yes, it is. It's time to awaken to consciousness. Time to awaken our consciousness, collective consciousness, individual consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, you are in the right place because the brilliance is in the basics, and these are the basics. It's the basics for entrepreneurship. It's the basics for holistic health and wellness. And it's just amazing. It's time to restore exceptionalism and have solutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, driven discussions. And be part of the conversation here. You are part of the voice of truth. Create. Change your life. Be free. Be free. So, got a little, I went a little deep dive yesterday. It was kind of wild, but, it's a little more spiritual stuff. Got some tips today on spirituality. Not going to stay on too long, but just got something here from Food for the Poor. And, if you can, Google Food for the Poor and try and give what you can to them. They do good work. And here's something. It says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. And it's Hebrews 3:16. So, share what you have. Because you know what? It's part of the law of the universe. The more good seeds you plant, the richer and more abundant your own harvest is. So I hope everybody an amazing night. Going to see what I can see about enriching your spirit. Because we talked a little bit about spirit yesterday and to be spiritually empowered and spiritually awakened. Well, first thing you want to do is get to know yourself. Okay, the first way empower yourself is to know yourself. If you're not somebody who likes to listen to CDs or DVDs, you're not going to get your spiritual education that way. Although I would challenge you to change some of this behavior, but at first, when you want to change, do what is comfortable to help facilitate the change. Because like anything else in the success cycle, success breeds success. You start building upon yourself. So if you empower your, you know yourself, it is an empowering thing, and it will help you achieve this freedom and independence. Because you know yourself, and it's important, and you will know your capabilities. Do not let your perceived limitations take over, though. Know yourself. Know yourself. Know what time you would like to get up. Know that, you know, and challenge yourself, okay? So that is one thing to help create and awaken your spiritual empowerment. Okay, so another thing that you want to do, and yes, again, my stupid, I've got these white things that fly around, and then they really just, oh, I was out in the yard again today, and get them in your hair. I came in my house, and I had this, like, these white things dangling, and my husband didn't even notice. Finally, I'm on the treadmill, and I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my God. Sorry. Anyway, understand what's going on around you. To be truly awakened and empowered, you need to know what's going on, not what CNBC, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN tells you. Okay, put your brain together and work it out. Know what is going on around you. You know, if you truly start understanding what is going on around you, then you can understand how these things are affecting you. I mean, personally, I had to start turning off the television. I had to get away from the political cesspool because I hate to say this, there are a lot of good folks out there that have run for office that I know that love the country and are just doing it to serve. And then there are those that we help to get elected, and guess what? They're just in it for themselves. They will throw you under the bus, but they really don't have good leadership. So understand what's going on around you is the second thing for your spiritual awakening. We will talk a little more about politics perhaps in a bit. The next thing is you want to set your priorities. Okay, so you know yourself, you know what's going on around you, and then you need to, you know, set your priorities. When you, like we said before, when you put it down in paper and understand what you want to achieve, what your goals, what your dreams, what your visions are, what your purpose, it helps to, you know, reinforce your purpose. And then you have to put those things into priority. And that's hard to do. It's not easy, you know. A lot of distractions and delays to your destiny, and sometimes it's life. Now, also, you know, tap in with others. You know, it's so good to have a good tribe. In fact, I want to put something together called the Good Vibe Tribe, because it could make, so when you put a team together for goals, and I mean, I've done this, and it's, you know, I put Awaken America together, and we did some great things. We brought term limit petitions. We've knocked on doors and talked to voters about some, you know, egregious laws that preclude freedom and liberty. So get others involved. Share with them. Learn to lead, you know, and you can be a leader. And when you do stuff like this, it does enrich your spirit. It does. You could set your soul and your spirit free. Now, I'm not talking the same spiritual vibration, the God, the deep dive God thing we talked about yesterday. But when you're doing, and you're making change, and you're facilitating change, and you're doing what you love, if it's, you know, for community, or if it's for your business, or if it's just, you know, right now, if it's just you're all you can deal with, or just your family, whatever, make progress every day, and then continue to learn. Continue to learn. learners will never be at loss, because everything that you've learned and then you've applied in your life, and if you continue to learn, that's growth. And if, as long as you keep growing, you're going to think of new ways to do things. Remember, you're not the same person you were yesterday. You certainly are not the same person you were a year ago. So keep learning, and then, you know, surround yourself with learners. And don't ever give up on what your dreams are. Keep your dreams in front of you. And go ahead and get yourself, you know, in a high vibe. Hopefully you're doing gratitude every morning and every night and throughout the day if you can remember. And hopefully we're all putting good mental food in our mind, because you are what you think about most of the time. Thoughts are things, and thoughts manifest. So, you know, maybe you need to sit down and kind of analyze yourself a little bit and kind of reflect on where you're at and what things are around you and what you really like to change. Conclude of what you really like to change in order for you to, you know, create this ideal life and reach your desired destiny. So that's that definitiveness of purpose. So when you have that definitiveness of purpose multiplied by the superpower of a burning, heartfelt desire and then compelling action, your achievement is inevitable. But you need to get that purpose. You need to know what your destiny is. You need to know that goal. You need to know that end game. And if you know what, if you don't know how to do this, get yourself a coach that can work with you and hold you accountable. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't want to get a mentor or a coach because we feel like, you know, oh, I'm not doing this on my own. You know what? To be honest with you, I've never done anything without a good coach. I mean, on my own volition, I need someone to lead and guide and coach me. Okay? And I've done this stuff for 30 years. I've done this stuff since the 80s, and I've always had mentors to help me get to the next level. Yes, we could do self-study, yes, but if you really want to jack yourself to the next level, get a good tribe together, get a good team together, get that good vibe team together, and then get yourself a good vibrational coach, somebody that knows you, that's going to hold you accountable, that's going to tell you, you know, this is it, this is, here's the deal, and they will help you. And, you know, if you're lucky enough, you might be able to have a good coach friend. You might be able to have a friend that is got that coaching mentality. I know I've, you know, coached a lot of my friends, and they coach me too. So be courageous, because you don't want to be unconsciously incompetent. You don't want to be in the unconscious incompetent state. And you know, you need to identify your blind spots, and then you're going to realize where you're at. Know yourself. Know thyself. It's a huge principle. Know yourself. Know where you're at. Know your life. Know where you want to go. Then you could start putting that game plan together. And always be open, because sometimes you where you think you're going to be isn't exactly where you're going to be, but it's right where you're supposed to be. But when you start getting the action with the burning desire and the passion, and you go ahead and you got the goal and the vision, winning is just going to happen, okay? So look at yourself. Get a good, you know, accurate self-analysis. Think correctly and go through all these basics. Define your dream. What juices you? What gives you that burning desire, that heartfelt burning desire, that passion, that purpose? What is it? What is something you could do inevitably, you know, constantly, something you could just do and do and doesn't, time just goes by. Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the guy that's working at the gas station making $12 an hour? Okay? What are you listening to? Are you got trash TV on all the time? You know, how coachable are you? Okay, well, how coachable are you? Who are you listening to? How coachable are you? How accurate in your self-analysis are you? You know, and then where are you in relation to your goal? So when you go ahead, really, you know, just do a deep dive with yourself and, you know, what needs to change in my life and how good am I at making these changes? And, you know, maybe you're not where you need to be, but then look, you're going to say, I'm not where I used to be either. And it's okay, but really identify what needs to change. And what is your definitiveness of purpose? What is it? How do you get there? Who can you tap into to help make the rising tides lift all ships? So what is the first thing you must do to make your dream a reality? Some compelling questions for yourself, and hopefully they've served you. Change is not easy, okay? You know, change is not easy. Remember, habits can make us or break us. And unproductive habits, you know, you got to say when you're doing some things. For me, it's meandering through the Goodwill, okay? I love to meander through the Goodwill. I could shop till I drop. And guess what? I don't need any stuff in my life. Sure. I got stuff I'm going to sell on eBay. Whatever. I haven't done it yet because I'm procrastinating. Another bad habit. Okay? So you've got to ask yourself, is this action goal achieving tension relieving? Is this behavior getting me closer to or further from my destiny and my goals? That's why sometimes you need that coach. And yeah, it's painful because we don't want, sometimes we just want to do what we want to do. And we want to say, just F it. But you know what? If you just F it, you're never going to get closer. You're going to F it. You know what I'm saying? If you just F it, you're going to fail. Big F. Don't do that. Take responsibility. And take that courage to admit to yourself. Some of our behavior is not the best for us. I want to lose weight. Does that mean I'm going to the pie shop and eating a whole French silk pie? Oh, hell to the no. Now, would I like to eat that whole French soup pie? Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's not the highest and best behavior for having a fit and healthy body. So, I mean, you know, be responsible, be accountable. I know people that have coaches for all areas of their life. They just do. So if you want things to change, if you want things to change in your life, you have to make the changes in your life. It's that simple. How many times do you do the same thing over and over expecting a different result? You know what that is? Yeah, we've talked about this before. That's a definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. We could tell Washington, D.C. this. This is why Donald Trump became president. And we're going to talk about James Comey here in a few minutes. But you know what? Keep your mind vibration going and do things that are congruent with your goals. Because remember that success cycle, these neural pathways, these habits are neural pathways. So stop the insanity, create new habits, and then this will help to give you and lead you the life that you deserve because you were created in the success cycle and the neural pathways. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the first time listening to this show, then go listen to some of the other shows because there's something called a success cycle. And it also builds confidence. So you do something, you get a little success. It helps build confidence to help you, you know, do the next step. And it keeps building. And you know what? Success burns into our neurological subconscious mind, these neural pathways, these pathways of excellence, if you will, these positive vibe pathways that keep you going forward. Now, I know sometimes days suck. But you've got to catch every thought. I wish I could know the Bible verse, take every thought captive, but it's there. And I got to tell you, you know, sometimes you look at things and it's like, I'm never going to get through this. You need to stop and take that thought captive. You need to hold every thought captive. So, you know what, I'm sure we've all done things. I know I quit smoking. So kind of, you know, you build a success cycle. What habit have I broken that has benefited me? Okay, wasn't that good? What did I do? How did I feel? Okay, and then you take all of that and you bring it to the next habit you want to stop because you are able. You can do, be, have, whatever, anything you want. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. We become what we think about most of the time. thought are things. You can create your ideal life. It's all inside you, as within, so without. You can do this. You have every tool available to you. Raise your consciousness. Tap into the God source, the source energy, infinite intelligence, higher power. Tap into your successes, because success leaves clues. And, you know, you are fearless. You are fearless. You are fearless. You are fearless. Remember that. Get a coach. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the number one destroyer of your dreams. It's false evidence appearing real. And you can do it. Believe you can. Write down what you want. We're talking about the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind, and this is from Thoughts Are Things by Mulford. Prentice Mulford, Mulford Prentice. It sees in such a persuasive power. As you may have tongue or pen, the only force you possess for dealing with people to accomplish results is the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind will know in time that your thought influences people for or against your interests through their bodies and thousands of miles distant. The material mind does not regard its thought as an actual element, as real as air or water. The spiritual mind knows that every one of its thousand daily secret thoughts are real things acting on the minds of the persons they are sent to. Okay, this is how you get win friends and influence people. The spiritual mind knows that matter or the material is only an expression of spirit or force, that such matter is ever-changing in accordance with the spirit that makes or externalizes itself from the form we call matter. And therefore, if the thought of health, strength, recuperation is constantly held in the mind, abundance, prosperity, good relationships, happiness, joy, peace, okay, held in the mind, such thoughts of health, strength, rejuvenation will express itself in the body, making maturity never ceasing, vigor never ending, and the keenness of every physical sense ever increasing, as well as your proliferation of material abundance, of money. I want $21 million. See, I keep saying to myself every morning, I am going to be a mega deca multimillionaire. Mega multi-deca millionaire. Mega multi-deca millionaire. I like it. Try and say it 15 times. And what am I going to do with the money? You bet I'm going to start a foundation. I'm going to start a foundation because people need to know these things. If we knew this stuff, if we were taught this stuff in school, if kids knew who they were and what they had inside of them, instead of hearing gunshots or hearing how crappy they are or how horrible they are, if they knew that they could do, be, have whatever they want, if they knew the thoughts were things, if they knew whatever the mind could conceive and believe the mind can achieve, if kids knew this stuff, if they knew, if they had it taught to them, that is what the Awakened to Empowerment Foundation is going to do. That's what happens when I start getting mega millions of dollars. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. It's there. It's there. And I know God, universal intelligence, infinite intelligence, the universe, source energy. I know God knows the perfect time. So do I worry? No. But what do? I keep doing this every day. Because by me doing this every day, my belief is growing. And hopefully you're listening to this and your belief is growing along with mine. Because you know what? You're part of this high vibe team. And team means together everyone achieves more, okay? So don't let your material mind take over. Let your spiritual mind work. That's the infinite intelligence inside of you. That is your relationship with source energy, with God. Let that spiritual mind grow you. When that spiritual mind, that's the subconscious mind, that's where your habits and all of these neural pathways get, that's where your hugest, best vibration comes from. Okay? Remember, the material mind thinks matter, and just the physical senses, But the spiritual mind regards matter as the coarser or cruder expression of spirit, and it's the smallest part of why we really exist. The material mind is made sad at the contemplation of decay. The spiritual mind attaches little importance to decay, knowing in such decay that the spirit or the moving force in all things simply take the dead body or rotten tree to peace and will put them into its next zone, if you will. It'll be another new physical form of life and beauty. So, here's the other thing. I have to say this. James Comey is the director of the FBI. Director of the FBI. Can someone please explain to me why the director of the FBI was scared to tell the president to stop talking? Okay, he said he was scared. Does this mean he was a snowflake? I mean, seriously, dude, you're top cop. That's like the most badass position in the world. And quite frankly, I always looked at Comey as a pretty upstanding, kind of humble, cool guy. I mean, you know, but man, I think this guy's got some shit going on. Excuse my French. I think POTUS is correct. So, I think Trump is doing an excellent job. I think he needs to take every thought captive and every tweet captive. I'm not one of his, some of the stuff he tweets is fine. Not all of it. But, don't be a wuss. Any of us. If you're listening to the, I believe in being sensitive and compassionate, loving, kind, peace, love, joy, happiness. Yes, I believe in all that, but I also believe in keeping it real. Okay? So, anyway, remember, you could do all things. You are created. Love is the highest vibration. You are created to create. You are created for excellence. And we are just rocking here to the basics. And the basics are great. The basics are great. Hopefully, when I talked a little bit about those mind vibes and the subconscious, like that music with the alpha waves and all that, the alpha, theta, beta, I didn't get time to study that. But that is something that I would love. I would love to do. I think it would be awesome. So we were also doing a little thing by Eugene Pearson, The Science of Being, and talking about the, you know, human consciousness and the great principle and how it appears in four distinct aspects of life. Four distinct aspects. Whew! Life, mind, truth, and love. They are in a certain scientific order. They have been so eternally and cannot be changed. It has been said God is first love, but one cannot love if one does not already live. And even divinity itself cannot reverse such sequence. The great principle first is life. We talked about that yesterday. It must first live, and it can think. It must first live, and then it can express truth, law. It must first live, and then it can love. The first aspect of the great principle, therefore, is life. What comes next? Mind. We love mind. Remember, mind is not our brain. For life must become conscious, consciousness, awaken to consciousness. Life must become conscious of itself, conscious of its own existence. If it were not conscious of itself, life might be said not to exist completely. But it's able to say, I think, therefore I am. Waken to consciousness, man. Next must come truth law. Okay, so we have life law, mind law, truth law. The self-conscious life must be true to itself, eternally law-emitting, law-abiding, since it can only work harmoniously when it's true to itself. And finally, what must be last? It must be love, harmony. For if life were not capable of love, of harmony, it would be set against itself, repelling instead of attracting. Self-hating, therefore self-destructing. Love and harmony are synonymous terms. Love is the law and also the fulfilling of the law. It is love alone that sets the seal of eternity on its all. It is love alone that justifies eternity and makes what it should be a blessing. Without love, eternity would be the most terrible hell imaginable. For it is only when we know that we will be everlasting harmony that we can face eternity. And the only guarantee of eternal harmony lies in the fact that the great principle itself must love eternally in order to maintain throughout eternity its own existence. That is why we cling to love to the very last when all else, life, mind, and even truth, have apparently failed us. Love is not first in order, but in importance. Whatever else may be achieved will be of no use without love. For it is the beauty and the radiance and joy of the universe. These are the four aspects of the great principle. They are instantaneous and simultaneous, yet expressed in their logical order. This order cannot be changed. It is fundamental and scientific. Those four aspects of the great principle as manifested in our lives may be regarded as the four corners of perfect square and their mutual relations analyzed from a scientific point of view. So, let us take the upper left corner, life. What does life face? If we pass a line across the square diagonally, we find life facing truth. What does this mean? It means the first eternal duty of life is to be lived, that it must be true to itself. For life is not expressed through activity. There is no hope possible for it. In order there should be continued activity, energy manifested, thus making all else possible, life must be true to its own mission. To live for this reason, it faces truth. This is so poetic. And I am looking at a circle right now with a square inside the circle. And there's an X in the square. And on the upper left-hand corner, there's life. And in the right lower-hand corner, there's truth. The upper right-hand corner, there's love. And the lower right-hand corner is mind. And in the middle, there's spirit. So, what has life on the right side? It has mind. The right side is always considered the dominant side because it stands for the right. It does not show that in this picture. It's very cool, though. Life is in the upper left-hand corner, truth, and then the lower left-hand corner is mind. Oh, but that would be the right side of life. I get it. So if you look at life in the upper right-hand corner and then you turn and you put your right hand out, put mind there on that side of the square. Okay. The right side is always considered to be the dominant side because it stands for, this is so old school. I mean, this is so old school. It stands for the right. Therefore, life has mind on the right side. It implies that life must be conscious of its own existence. It's true. Of its own operations, of its own duties. If it were not self-conscious, it could not achieve all that it should achieve. Right. Inconscious. Incompetence. That's true. If you're conscious and you come from a place of unconscious competence, you are jiving and thriving. Love. Love means that life must not only be consistently active, conscious of itself and its activities, but in order to be an eternal, it also must be loving and harmonious. Now we come to the lower left-hand corner of the square, mind. What does mind face? Mind faces love. That means mind, eternal duties to express first in love. It must interpret harmony. So, deep diving. How about it? Now remember, if you want to be a master, you must master the basics. Okay? Now, you could apply this, we got to apply these success practices, these basic success practices in our own life. And once we do that, you can create your ideal life. Napoleon Hill suggests you can get along with little schooling, you can get along with little capital. You could overcome almost any obstacle with which you are confronted. If you are honestly and earnestly willing to do the best work of which you are capable, regardless of the amount of money you receive for it, Hill encourages mastering the basics through an art for the act of doing more than service paid for. We might have discussed this yesterday. And another big person that's really into this is Kevin Trudeau. And just to point, Napoleon Hill trained Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who was Donald Trump's, President Trump's, pastor. Let that sink in. So Hill encourages mastering the basics of the art of, through the act of doing more service than paid for. When the knowledge is the unconscious competent level, it becomes a part of the individual and manifests itself as a habit. When the knowledge is at the unconscious competent level, it becomes a part of the individual. In other words, it goes into those neural pathways, the deep dive, the subconscious mind, the spiritual mind, and becomes a habit. Because remember, like we said, habits. Your habits can make or break you. It's the habit of doing more service than paid for that allows for the subconscious mind to broadcast a higher frequency into the universe. So when you're broadcasting this high, super high charge frequency into the universe, you're going to attract higher frequency things. So mastering the basics is continuous training, and it takes a lifetime. I've been doing this stuff for 30 years. Somebody gave me the book Think and Grow Rich when I was 20 years old. I started my business months after that, and I was wildly successful. I know business being successful. Get out of Dodge. I had a good work ethic. I had a heart to learn. I had good mentors. I asked questions of everybody. I just would do anything. As long as it was legal, moral, you know. I'd do anything. I was like, okay, whatever it took. Mastering the basics is a continuous training. And it's going to take a lifetime to truly achieve. It is important that we take responsibility for this training, because it teaches us respect and self-discipline. Be a master. You've got to be a master. Remember what we said yesterday, and I heard this from Kevin Trudeau, and it so reminds me of this thing. It says, in order to be a master, you have to be a master of the basics. Okay, that's kind of what we're saying, and Kevin Trudeau says that all the masters say it. This notion can be best expressed through the Shaolin monk saying, I am not afraid of the 10,000 strikes you know that you have practiced only once. I'm not afraid of the 10,000 strikes that you know that you only practiced one time. Doesn't fear me. You only did it once. You practiced it once. But I am deathly afraid of the one strike you know that you've practiced 10,000 times. Remember, go do something good for someone else today and expect nothing in return. Hopefully, this has served you. I love that. I know we said that one yesterday, but I figured it was worth repeating. But we will talk more tomorrow, the next day, about spiritual empowerment. There's some alternate therapies, you know, I'm sure everybody's done yoga, so we will talk a little bit about that. Kind of fun stuff. We only have a few more minutes now. Hope you're digging on this science of being, because it all does go to the Napoleon Hill 18 lessons. I'm doing a 25-hour study on it. It is very deep. It's like a lot, too, you know. 95% of people do not really tap into this stuff. So by you doing this, you're very rare. Any individuals that are looking to be leaders, thought leaders in business and politics and their own business and inspiring others, really need to take a look inside. Remember, you need to take a critical look at yourself. We discussed that earlier. And you need to ascertain what you need to fix. Okay? Talk about this. This is the summation of the show. Once the weakness is identified, fixing it will be much easier. Remember, get a coach. Get a coach. Get a coach. Get a coach. So when you identify and then you admit to it, and then you have to address the problem. So once you identify the focal points and the gaps. Remember, you want to change for the better. Remember, you're part of the 5%. 95% of people don't do this, but once you do this, you're going to want to teach this to other people because you know this is really the solution. This is the change that we seek for the world. Once people understand their mind capacity, but you need to start with yourself. So identify who you are. Put it down there, who you are, okay? And then be grateful for who you are because you know what? You're not some false copy. But be honest with yourself and ask yourself, what are your strengths, weaknesses? Remember, what don't I like? I'm not going to be able to sit and listen to tape programs. Eventually you want to. Maybe you're a reader. It could give you great books to read. Kevin Trudeau says readers are leaders. I think they say that in schools too. Think about it. How much do you read? What was the last time you read? That does the neural thing too. So be honest with yourself. Strengths, weaknesses. Remember, write stuff down because there's an energy when we write everything down. And then admit, you know, for me, my bad, my distraction to my destiny is wandering to the Goodwill. And to be quite honest with you, I haven't done it in several days. I will go again in a few days. I like it. I enjoy it. I'm not taking, you know, I don't have to completely stop. But I'm not doing it every day. And there are days in the winter I could go every day. It was awesome. Because I get my walking in. I get tired of being on the treadmill. I do 12,000 steps a day minimum. But remember, readers are leaders. Take a look at yourself. What do you need to change? What do you want to do? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You know, what are your aspirations? What are your visions? What are your goals? And go create your ideal life. Get a coach. Listen to our show, Awaken to Empowerment, every day. Be honest and be open with yourself. Keep it real. Be gracious. Be gratitudinal. I'm grateful that you joined me today because I do the show to help people. That's my goal. And God willing, someday, this is going to be a nationally syndicated show, and we're going to help a million people to create their ideal lives, whatever that may be for them. You know, whatever that may be. Well, have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great day. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off for Awaken to Empowerment. Remember, you could be, do, or have whatever you want. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Thoughts are things. You become what you think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life. Thank you for joining me here on Awaken to Empowerment. Hopefully, please. Empowering and inspiring timeless truths are awakening you so you can create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off. Make it awesome and remember, peace of mind, Boston. There's nothing like peace of mind. I don't, you know. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment.